brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to bring to the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I receive. I have an incredible message to bring you all that I received last week. I'm calling it Exposing the Enemy's Agenda and the House of Prayer. So please listen. I have a few quick updates I'd like to bring to you, and then I will go ahead and read this message. The Lord right now is moving very fast with this new part of the ministry that He has led me into. And that is because the beast system is rising very quickly. This new part of the ministry, I explained it last week, and the video is down below. I'll put it down below for you in the description box if you haven't already listened to it. What the Lord has been calling me to in the last month, a little over a month now, is to help start these community prayer hubs all over the country and anywhere in the world. Many people have been writing me and asking me, is this just for America? And no, this is not just for America. This is for anywhere in the world. The Lord wants us to start coming together and praying together. Now, I want to first thank a very dear brother. I want to thank you, Yives, for coming up with the name The Overcomer Network. And I love that. And when I saw that, it quickened my spirit, and I knew that's what we're going to call it. We're going to call this the Overcomers Network, because brothers and sisters, we are overcomers. And the community prayer hubs, they're going to be called refuge hubs. And these are small groups that are going to be getting together in people's homes or communities. And it only has to be two or more starting, and the Lord will add to the number. So even if it's a small beginning, that is fine, because we're two or more gathered in His name, He will be there and He will hear the prayers. Now, if you haven't already and the Lord is pulling or tugging your heart, or you've already been praying about it, I want to encourage you to help with this new movement or journey that the Lord's bringing in our lives. I have put together two teams. One is the leadership team and one is the prayer team. And I don't want the word leadership or leader to scare you. This doesn't mean you have to be this great leader. That's not what it's talking about. The leadership team is just the team that are people who are wanting to start having small groups in their home for prayer, for seeking the Lord, for Bible study, for talking about the things that are coming, and to be talking about the last days and how we are to prepare, because the Lord told me that we are to prepare the bride for what's coming. And you know, brothers and sisters, the church isn't doing that for the most part. Many churches are not preparing the bride for the last days, and this is imperative that we get prepared. And that is part of this refuge hub that the Lord is calling many of you to start. So please don't let the word leadership scare you and think, oh, I'm not a leader. It's not about that kind of leader. It's about taking the initiative to start something and then watch what the Lord is going to do. So please go ahead. If you haven't already signed up, please go ahead and sign up. If I'm putting together right now, hopefully by the end of this week, I will have letters that are going to be going out to all of you who have already signed up, and this will launch this new ministry. Hopefully it'll start moving forward in the next week or two. So be patient with me. It's all coming together, and the Lord is doing some mighty things right now, and I'm very excited about this new ministry. I really know that the Lord is in it, and I know that He's going to be bringing the people who want to go on the same journey with me. So please go ahead and sign up if you haven't already. All right, let me go and make sure I've got everything in here. I think that's it. Okay, I think I've covered all the updates for now. One other thing I do want to say is for those of you who the Lord, right now, this is not the right time for you. This is not to put guilt on you or anything, not at all. No, the Lord is calling a few of us to get this started, and then maybe in the future, He'll call you. But, you know, I want you all to be led by the Spirit and not by guilty conscience or anything like that. That's not what this is about. And my ministry is going to be continuing. It's not just going to be about the Overcomers Network. It's going to continue where the Lord is going to continue to give me prophecies and messages and warnings and dreams that I'm going to be getting out. Matter of fact, I have a brand new one He just gave me that in a couple of days I'll get that out. So don't think that this whole thing, that my ministry is completely changing. It's not. It's just being added to. And so I would appreciate your prayers right now because I have a lot on my plate, but God is faithful and he's doing mighty things and his will is going to be accomplished, and that's all we need to worry about. Okay, so let me go ahead now and start this wonderful message that I got from the Lord. I want to read Isaiah 42:9 because the Lord is doing something new right now. And it says in Isaiah 42:9, it says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, the new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." Hallelujah. The Lord tells His watchmen and women of what's coming before it even happens. And He's so good to us, brothers and sisters, that He gives us these warnings. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do something new. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So the Lord is doing something new in this ministry. He's doing something new. The safe havens from 2018, now the Lord is moving it into these refuge hubs. And some of these refuge hubs, these prayer groups, they are going to turn into actual safe havens. So that's what the Lord showed me. Some of them will actually turn into safe havens. So that's the something new that's happening in my ministry. All right, so now I can get to the message that the Lord gave me. Here it is. "Just like in the day of Egypt, I made a safe haven for my people, even during the time of famine. So shall it be again. There will be safe zones or places, much like my Goshens of old." And you can read about the Goshens in Exodus, like one place is Exodus 8:22. "It will be there that my people will be cared for and nourished. Their needs will be met and my voice heard. I will sanctify my people and they will be consecrated to me. They will have their eyes on the prize of my salvation and will walk in great light. Many will walk in supernatural power that I will pour down from heaven. Many miracles and extraordinary feats will be done to combat the enemy of their souls. In the spiritual realm, territories will be taken back through the prayers of my saints. I will accomplish the will of the Father through my people. They will receive their marching orders and they will become warriors. As the battle rages, I will raise up a standard against it. I will then come with my army of saints behind me, and with the sword of my mouth, I will destroy all wickedness." You can read about that in Revelations 19, verse 15. "This battle will be almost over before it even begins, for I will come in great power, like what has never been seen before. Therefore, the spirits of wickedness know that their days are numbered. This is why they are pushing so hard with their evil agendas, in order to capture as many souls as possible and make them prisoners destined to go into the lake of fire with them. Revelation 20, verse 15. Their hatred for mankind is great. That is why they come to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10, 10. In hopes that people will raise up angry fists at me and then curse God. This is their main agenda. I'm going to stop there because when the Lord told me that, he then stopped the message and he reminded me of Job in the book of Job in the Old Testament. And this is when Satan tried to destroy Job. He was given permission by God to come and to test Job through many trials and tribulations in hopes that Job would curse God. And if Job cursed God, then Satan had him. Then Satan won. And it cut off the relationship between Job and God. And that was Satan's agenda for Job, is to cut Job off from God. If you read Job 1, 9 through 11, this is what Satan said to the Lord. This is Satan up in heaven talking to the Lord about Job. And he said this, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the works of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and surely he will curse you to your face." That's what Satan said to God. He wants Job to curse him. Now that is what's going on right now. The enemy is coming after the believers in Jesus Christ, those who have faith, and he wants them to curse God. So he is bringing as many trials and tribulations and persecutions as much as he can so that people will raise their fists at God and be mad at him, thus cutting off your relationship with him. So brothers and sisters, guard your heart, as this is the warfare that we are in. And you need to guard your heart and make sure that no bitterness rises up or resentment towards God rises up in your heart. Because this is the goal of the enemy, to take you down. All right, back to the message. Your biggest weapon in your arsenal is to fight through prayer. Ephesians 6:18. Pray for the souls of mankind, for all else will pass away and be no more. But the souls of men go beyond the grave. Where two or more are gathered, there is power in my name through prayer. My temple will be a house of prayer, and you are that temple. Hallelujah. When the Lord told me that, I had to stop and meditate on this. So I'm going to say it again to you. My temple will be a house of prayer, and you are that temple. How many churches are a house of prayer, brothers and sisters? Very few. I'm sure there are some, but there's not many. And the Lord wants he wants his people to exist in this house of prayer. And he says that we are that temple. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he is calling his people into a house of prayer. It says in Matthew 21, 13, and this is Jesus talking. And he said to them, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer." Back to the message. Come together in unity and agreement and let your voices be heard all the way to the heavens. Bombard the heavenly places with your prayers, for they are mighty and powerful. They are sweet aroma of incense to the Father. Press ahead, my beloveds. Do not be discouraged, but be encouraged, for I am there with you. With the power of the Holy Spirit, you can accomplish all things within my will for you. The enemy advances and the time is late, so do not delay in coming together and praying. Be my warrior kings and princesses. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. This is my gift to you. He will lead you into all the truth and bring you much wisdom and counsel. Seek to hear him daily, as it will be a comfort for you. Ephesians 1:13-14 and John 14:26. You are not left alone. On the contrary, there are army of angels watching over my people. Let's say it again. You are not left alone. On the contrary, there are army of angels watching over my people. You have the covering of my name, the name that will bow down, the name that all will bow down to, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Use that name carefully and use it for my glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus.